Okay.
Let me do this too, real quick.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, let me do this.
Do That's horrible.
Cleaning out the
Well, you wait till you get home to clean your pipes, sir.
Chad said something vaguely dirty.
Vaguely.
Oh, I'm gonna need a new one of these. Just
Did you just tear?
the corner. I actually don't need it. It's just the corner here. You can have the corner.
You
Every
got
day at work, I still write down, "Thank you for calling such and such Doug. My name is David. How may I help you?" Every day. Even though I don't need it, I know exactly what I'm going to say. But that's why I need this.
a crutch.
It's a security blanket.
You don't need that feather to fly, Dumbo.
Who
You can fly on your
the
own.
fuck did you call Dumbo? Fat ass. Oh, wait, that just got personal.
This is kind of mean.
I know, that just got personal.
My ass is not fat. It's more my gut.
Yeah, my gut is definitely fat. Let me text this hoe back real quick and tell her to shut her dirty trap. I hope my wife isn't listening.
There's no way you can make that good. You get shocked?
No, did you just get shocked?
Yeah, a little bit. This is a dangerous setup. We have too much juice running through
Too
our
much
heads.
electricity just randomly going to empty ports.
Yeah, now I feel all tingly.
Is that from the boner or from the electricity?
No, it's electricity going through my brain. I think I just developed like telekinesis.
Nope, didn't work.
Ah, damn it.
Okay.
That'd have been freaky if it did.
Welcome to the Agreeable Brains. Oh, wait.
That's
I
you don't want to do
was
that.
trying to surprise you,
This
trying to
is more
shock you.
annoying. Oh, I see.
Shock
I
and
see what you did
awe
there.
with the shocker in the bunghole.
All right.
Get the yawn out of the way.
Man,
Let's get
you
this
need
thing
to wake
started.
up.
Yeah, this is like my bedtime.
Just threw that. I don't know where it went.
Went right into your Fanta box.
Okay, that's
That's
cool.
what she said. Stick it in my Fanta box, boy.
Fanta has dirty commercials.
Welcome to the Agreeable Brains, episode 33. My name is Scott.
And my name is Chad, and this is the show where two guys you don't know talk about stuff you don't care about.
I realized I started that thing really quick and I didn't ask what show we were on, but then I saw it on here. I wasn't sure.
See, I'm prepared.
Yes, you are, but I am very rarely prepared, so it hardly ever works out.
Episode Trace Trace.
What? I
Trace,
don't know Espanol,
is that? I don't
senor.
even know if that's how you say 33. I
Is
doubt
that
it, because that's really, I'm just saying 33.
even Spanish?
Trace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dress.
My parents wouldn't let me watch Sesame Street as a kid because they said it was satanic.
Okay.
That's where you learned your Spanish, right?
No, dude, I learned my Spanish from Dora the Explorer.
Oh. Well, Dora the Explorer is a
I
slut.
don't think you learned Spanish on Sesame
I'm sure they
Street.
had to do something with Spanish, right? They don't teach them. They don't teach.
No, they don't.
They
They do
don't
not
teach. They
teach.
don't teach American.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they teach Homo and Spanish.
You were thinking of
Modern Sesame Street,
Avenue Q.
huh?
I don't know. I don't remember learning Spanish when I was a kid, and I lived in
Aqua.
Texas.
They constantly were talking about aqua, agua, aqua on Sesame Street.
Constantly. You mean
Constantly.
that one bit?
The one Mexican neighbor would constantly say aqua. I think he didn't pay his water bill and he needed,
What?
Am I combining shows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Am I combining shows
I just
with
remember
Sesame Street and that Jack A show?
Mr. Hooper.
There was a Mexican.
There was Maria. She was
She's
a
Mexican.
Mexican lady.
There was a dude, too. He's probably like Puerto Rican or something.
Because Sesame Street is a multicultural.
It's a melting pot.
It's like a small slice of Americana.
That's right. In New York City, where, you know, everybody should be judged on people in America from New York City.
Monsters and giant fowl and homeless grouches.
Adults who refuse to grow up.
Like Big Bird?
Yes.
Okay. He's a kid.
No, he was an adult.
He's like 2 years old.
Well, he could have been an untrainable. I'll give him that.
I think he's just a young one. He can't even fly yet. He's a baby bird.
Man, see that big fat bird fucking fly? That'd be a trick.
Well, he could be an ostrich of some sort or an emu.
He doesn't move very fast.
Well, he could be a hybrid.
I think he's a fucking adult in a bird suit who refuses to grow up.
Half ostrich, half emu. Or, damn it, no. That would probably just be the same thing.
Oh, man, this beer I'm drinking is disgusting.
What are you drinking over there, Scott?
Well, the first beer I had was really good, actually. It was called St. Peter's Cream Stout.
Yeah, that sounds manly.
He creamed right in this stout. It's Bavarian, I believe. I paid $4.50 for it. Oh, no, it's a product of the United Kingdom from the St. Peter's Brewery. It is a cream stout, and it was pretty good. It tasted, had a little bit of a dark chocolate taste to it with the cream of some young monk. And I don't know. But this print is so tiny, I can't read it. Oh, it says Fuggles. It says Fuggles and Challenger. Fuggles and Challenger hops. I guess there are hops that are called Fuggles and Challengers.
Yeah.
You know what a Fuggle is in Harry Potter?
Yeah.
It's a dirty skank that'll give you handy under the bleachers. That's a Fuggle. Under the Quidditch seats?
Yeah. That's filthy. Those movies are for children.
Doesn't mean that there weren't handies being delivered underneath the Quidditch seats. Bleachers.
Like Hagrid.
Hagrid bukkakied that job.
Whoa. Now you're getting into some nastiness.
Okay. These two hops combine with a blend of four different barley malts to create an aromatic, robust, dark chocolate cream stout with a satisfying bittersweet aftertaste. Gold medal winner in the International Beer Competition 2003, 2004, and 2006. It was actually pretty good.
Who won in 2005?
Not them. But they had like a bad year that year.
There's one beer that was good enough just that one time.
Yeah. But now I'm drinking this Young's Double Chocolate Stout. And it tastes nothing like chocolate. It tastes a little bit like soap afterwards. You drink it and it's a little bit like the hand soap in a bathroom.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm still drinking
hand
it.
Soap?
Huh?
That double chocolate hand soap?
I don't taste hardly any chocolate in it. I do like a good chocolate beer every now and then. This says chocolate malts and real dark chocolate are combined with Young's. I don't have a reading problem, people. This label is wrapped around the bottle, and I'm having to spin the bottle to read it. So every time I finish the sentence, I have to go back. It's like a typewriter. So I can read just fine. I read real well. Oh, wait, that was actually proper.
Yeah.
I read real good.
You read much more better than
I read much more better than my fourth grade teacher.
Well, I'm glad you're drinking some candy beer. I am enjoying.
That is weird.
What?
That aftertaste is weird. Doesn't taste like beer at all.
Maybe they washed the bottle and then forgot to rinse it out.
I wonder if this beer is skunky. But it's not a bad taste. It's really bland, and then it's got that soap aftertaste.
That's weird.
There's no chocolate to it whatsoever.
They like it over in...
It says pure luxury on the label. I'm going to disagree with the pure luxury.
Dude, luxury means different things to different people.
This is from... Boy, that soap taste just isn't going away. It's from overseas somewhere as well, but I don't know where. Product of England. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I will continue to drink that. I mean, it's not going to get the best of me, but.
I'm enjoying, let's see, my beverage, I believe, is from the country of Mexico.
Mayo.
I'm enjoying a nice Fanta orange soda.
And you got that right out of her box. I
I
mean, right out
did.
of the Fanta
It's
box.
got 100% natural flavors and no caffeine. It's delicious.
You're
If
delicious.
you, yeah,
What?
that's right. So how's your week been, sir?
It was good, and I mean, I worked hard, and then on my 2 days off, I rented a bunch of movies, watched them all in one day, and was going to talk about them on the show, and then I was telling you about it today, and I couldn't remember any of the freaking movies I rented at all.
Luckily, I had a What Movies Has Scott Watched app on my phone.
We only had to go through like 12 dozens of them before we found the one, but
12 dozen, that's a lot.
yeah, that's a dozen's dozen. And that's a baker's dozen.
That's a
That's
lot
no, that's
more.
a
That's a
that's a
lot.
dozen baker's
A
dozen.
baker's dozen is 13.
Oh. Well, bakers are fucking stupid then, 'cause a dozen is 12.
There's a reason behind
So if a baker had a 12-inch cock, it's actually 13.
that. I think it started, I can't remember what the entire story is, but it was something to do with giving their customers 13 that way in case they couldn't be accused of cheating people out of what they paid for.
Fucking bakers.
So they gave 13, they gave you one extra than what you paid for,
So
so
that baker's wife always got an extra inch.
yep, that's
You're cheating me of an inch.
I don't know exactly. It's more use unit like accounting and not like a measuring.
So I rented a bunch of movies, and you have that marked as number two, but I'm jumping right into it.
Right. So
I'm stealing your number one spot.
we haven't got to that
Oh,
section
I guess
yet.
we haven't yet. So, but I watched a bunch of movies, and we're going to talk about that in our entertainment section. But other than
Which we
that,
will do now.
I
No.
didn't do anything this week.
All
Did you do
right.
anything this week?
Nope.
What segment are we in now?
Well,
got a lot of awkward pauses.
know. It's 'cause you don't like to end our segments.
I
You
know, I just like to run.
like to just.
I like to talk how I like to run on sentences.
No paragraphs
Yeah,
or periods. I guess let's do innerbrainments.
let's do entertainments. And you could talk about Bonrukai if you want, because I've seen it and you've seen it.
So we could almost talk about it together.
Yes, we could almost like we were going to do it on a show or something.
So Bunraku.
Bunraku or Bunrukai or what is it?
I would pronounce it
Bunraku,
Bunraku
yeah.
just based on the way it's spelled.
Well, you're stupid, so that's all right though, Chad. No one holds it against you.
Bunraku is a form of Japanese theater.
It's more of a play, right? Like the
Yeah,
guys in
the
the
like
black suit with
yep,
puppets, right?
hence theater.
Yeah, but I mean, movies are played in theaters.
Well, okay,
I'm gonna
that's
shove this
true.
bottle right up your theater of an asshole.
So this is, when did this movie come out? I never
I
saw it
remember
play
seeing
around
it
here.
around the same time that The Warrior's Way was out. But it never came out in our
Yeah.
area.
It's, I guess, yeah, I guess I have seen people compare it to that movie, but it's not really the same
No, not at all.
type of
They just
history.
happened to be
Yeah.
both foreign with American people starring in them.
Warrior's Way, I don't think was a foreign film. I don't even know if this one was a foreign
Maybe not foreign
film.
film, but I think it was directed by a foreign director who was working with an American studio, but
Think it's Canadian.
which would be a non-American director.
That's true. So it's kind of hard to describe, but it's sort of it's the whole stranger comes into town seeking revenge and then
Right.
ends up kind of becoming more heroic than he
It's
intended.
very Last Man Standing meets what, Kill Bill?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess that would
I mean,
probably.
it's definitely genre blending
Yeah.
because
It's
it's a
not,
fight film,
but
it's a
it,
samurai film, it's a
yeah.
artistic Banrukai play.
I don't know if it would be so much Last Man Standing because that doesn't have the whole playing two sides against each other.
Well, that's true. But I just meant so much as the stranger comes into town and just starts to whoop ass.
It's got a lot of Western elements to it and a lot of Eastern
and
elements.
And Josh Hartnett wears a hat and Bruce Willis wears a hat. So it's fucking identical to Last Man Standing.
Oh, okay. I was like, Bruce Willis is not in this movie.
Okay. No, in Last Man Standing.
Yeah.
That makes it identical. Like, it's the same script.
Woody Harrelson's character has a line that I think they use in the trailer where he's talking about a cowboy in a world with no guns and a samurai with no sword.
Well, they yeah, exactly. They open the movie up, though, with
it's basically like a post-apocalyptic movie.
Yeah, where they pretty much outlawed guns, right?
Right. They're basically war escalated to the point where it implies that there was some sort of nuclear war, or at least some sort of all-out devastation.
Society was almost destroyed.
Yeah.
And so, as a way of surviving it, they outlawed guns. And now everybody carries swords or weapons of some sort. But no guns.
And hand-to-hand fighting and stuff. But the set design is... I thought was
a
great.
A mix between like Dick Tracy and, you know, like a play.
It was like a living, like a pop-up book.
Yeah.
Almost.
Okay. That's a very interesting way to put it. Yeah. I like that.
That's what Bunraku is it's a style of play. And I think it's done all with like origami type puppet things.
Yeah. Yep.
And so, you know, it's all the background and stuff, even the sets and stuff. Almost look like they were made out of like folded paper.
Well, it doesn't look like your normal set. It looks like a stage play that they built sets on.
It totally reminds me of like a play at a theater.
It doesn't look like a warehouse where they made it look like the outside. It looks like a flat stage with a limited depth of field, but they use stage tricks such as matte paintings and paper, you know, whatever to give a depth of field to make it look a lot bigger. Yeah. But in actuality, it's just a stage.
It reminded me a little bit of like, almost like you're watching like a Broadway play kind of thing. But instead of singing and dancing, there's like ass kicking.
Awesome ass kicking.
And a lot of the fights were great.
Yeah.
I think it's probably one of the best things I've ever seen Josh Hartnett in. I haven't seen him in
a while. Yeah, Josh Hartnett was really good in it. I like Josh Hartnett. I wish he would make better decisions in movies. It's not that he does a lot of bad movies. He doesn't do a lot of movies to begin with. I mean, what's the last thing you've seen Josh Hartnett in? Can you think of it?
Sin City, I think.
Yeah, Sin City. And he was good in that.
He was good, but it was a little...
But it was a teeny tiny part. Yeah. And that part was actually just like a test thing to show the studio that it could be done. And they were like, well, this is pretty badass. Let's just put it in the movie.
Yeah.
And I liked him in... he was young and he was new, but I liked him in that Alien movie by Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah, he's in The Faculty.
The Faculty. And, you know, his acting is pretty... I'm a teenage heartthrob. I throw my hair around a lot acting, but there was definitely something to it. And they did that. He did that Harrison.
Dreamy.
He was dreamy. He did that Harrison Ford movie, Hollywood Cop or Hollywood something, Hollywood Detective.
I don't know.
To where they played two cops in LA and they come partnered up.
Oh.
Not a bad movie.
I know what you're talking about.
It's not great, but it's not a bad movie. Kind of cool, you know, but I can't think of anything recently that he's done.
I don't know. I think it was also one of the better Ron Perlman movies.
They used him correctly.
He does a lot of movies and they don't really...
It's cool that you put Ron Perlman in your movie, but he does certain things correctly and he can't do other things as well.
I just think it's a lot of times he gets cast for stuff like, I don't know.
He's
a great actor that sometimes he's not used
badass
right.
In this movie.
Yeah, he's great.
He's like a literal badass.
Probably the best thing he's done since the Hellboys.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And Woody Harrelson was really good
in this movie as
the mentor. And
I like him in that kind of role, like the bartender.
He was the bartender.
Yeah.
He was a former warrior who had challenged Ron Perlman, right? At one point, had been injured and retired and became the bartender.
That part was a little bit vague.
They were vague on it, but I think there was something.
That was kind of cool. There was a lot of little elements that were kind of... They didn't just come right out and say it.
Left it up to your imagination.
Yeah, they implied that He had fought him somehow or had been
some
getting
sort
his
of
ass kicked by
rebellion or
him. Or...
something. Basically, if you're strong enough, you can run this city. If your gang is strong enough, and other gangs can challenge you at any time, and you have to meet their challenge. And if you can't meet their challenge, well, then that new gang takes over. And Ron Perlman had been in charge.
That never actually happens because he's been in charge forever.
Yeah, well, and he has built up around him an army of killers, and that's part of it too.
Yeah.
And so Ron never has to fight. You have to get through his lieutenants first to get to Ron. But he's pretty badass at the end, even though obviously he's defeated because he's the bad guy.
Well, it's because he's the top among them.
Right.
Like, he's got 9 guys under him, and they're ranked 2 to 10.
Right.
Based on how badass they are.
Right.
And if you want to move up, you have to take out the guys between you and the number.
And plus, they're going to jump in between you and the top number because, you know, he's their boss, and that's what they do. So you just can't skip them. You got to get through them. And so it was pretty good. Real highly recommended. It's been on Netflix for a while. Chad had done a review for Warrior's Way sometime back, and it was really, and I watched it, and it was really good. I really liked the Warrior's Way a lot. Very similar. I mean, not similar as like story and action stuff, but similar as in real artsy.
Yeah.
Real unique. The acting's really good in it. And so, you know, I was watching it. I was like, that's great. I want to watch something else kind of like that. And it suggested this movie. And I saw it upon Rockai or whatever it's called. And so I watched it. It's great. I told Chad about it. He watched it. We decided to talk about it
tonight. Well, we had talked about this movie before based on the trailer.
I've had it in my Insta queue for a while. And it's just,
and
by
been,
itself.
I've been waiting for it to come out.
By itself, it was not enough to catch my eye. But,
oh, really?
But the, I mean, it was enough to put it in my queue. But every time I skip past, like, I'm just not in. I want to watch something that I know I'm going to like right now. And so that Warrior's Way put me in the mood. And I was like, bam, I'm going to watch it. And I was not disappointed.
No, I of the two, I probably enjoyed Bunraku more just because it was more what I guess I was kind of expecting Warrior's Way to be. Warrior's Way was really good, but it wasn't quite what I thought
it had a lot
was
more,
being.
Warrior's Way had a lot more Western to it.
Yeah, it was definitely Western. This was more, it had a lot of those elements, but it, I mean, it wasn't even set in America.
No, it was definitely set in like a metro. It was definitely like a mix of Western and like early 20s, like gangster type.
Because there's, and I don't know, it just kind of took all those elements and sort of made its own.
Definitely
cool
a genre mix.
Yeah. But I highly recommend it. I give it five out of five brains.
I give it 3 bukkakis.
Oh, wow. I don't even know where that falls on the scale.
but it's high.
Did you watch Sukiyaki Western Django?
No, that one was recommended next. And I've heard another dude talking about it on another show.
That was me. That was me talking about that.
Well, movie. I know you have. But, I mean, I've seen another dude that I like a lot more than you talk about it on a show. And
listen to anything else.
No. This was actually on TV.
Oh, okay.
It was on Attack of the Show, and they have a segment that they air every now and then called Asian Underground, and this guy talks about shows like this. And so I probably will watch it, but it is subtitled. It's not dubbed, I think.
No, it's not subtitled. It's all
not?
Japanese actors, but they all speak English.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Right.
I just assumed it was subtitled.
Yeah, I totally told you about that when I reviewed it on the show.
I totally ignored you. Did you review it on the show?
Yeah.
I don't remember
I
that at all.
I spent like a long time talking about that movie.
I must have been awesome. On Facebook.
Nobody listens to the show. Not even you.
But that movie's
great, but it's also, it's a much...
I think
violent.
I started watching that movie and just couldn't get into it.
It's a much more violent, sort of dark movie than like this one was.
And the sets aren't as good. And
no, it's not. It's set in just like a little shitty town.
Yeah, but I mean, they went to like an old town, that tourist town that's like got a Western vibe to it. You know those towns that are like. Historic.
Well, it was shot in Japan though, so I don't.
Yeah, but
I, don't
but
think
I mean,
that.
That's what it felt like to me. You know, those towns that are like they reenact the old, and you go and visit them as a tourist. That's what it felt like to me. Like, and if I remember right, And I just couldn't get into it. But I think about giving it another shot because those last two have been really good. And I'm often wrong. So but
No,
I
that's
rented
right.
Bucky Larson, Moneyball, the second season of Eastbound and Down, and Attack of the Block. Or Attack the Block.
Yes, on
Attack of the
Attack of the
Show is a
Block.
show that I was just talking about. Attack the Block is a movie. Excuse me.
There's two of these four movies that I really want to see.
Yeah. Moneyball was really good.
Everyone says it's good, but
I found
and
it very
I
similar
might
to
watch
Social
it.
Network. If you could get through Social Network, I
Nah, I
found
didn't
it very
watch that
similar to
either.
that. The pacing, the type of cinematography, Brad Pitt and the fat dude, Jonah Hill, they're really good in it.
Yeah.
If you're not a baseball fan, or if you don't know anything about baseball, you probably will be bored. It's probably, but I thought it was all right. That was pretty good.
I don't know. It just doesn't.
The pacing is just
Yeah.
like Social Network. Not
Yeah,
real
I didn't. That
exciting.
doesn't appeal to me at all
Yeah, not real
either.
exciting. Not real, it's not overclocked, that's for sure.
Yeah. I like Brad Pitt. I like Jonah Hill.
Yeah. Brad Pitt, I'm thinking about talking about in the next couple of shows, talking or writing about the school of face acting. Brad Pitt does some fucking ridiculous face acting in this movie. Like, I don't know if he realized that the director of photography or if the director was like, most of this movie is going to be close-ups. Like 90% of this movie is going to be
Dude,
close-ups.
if you had Brad Pitt in your movie, you just should. All you gotta do is 90%
I don't even
close-ups.
remember that many close-ups. I just know Brad Pitt made some ridiculous faces in this movie, enough to where I noticed, and I was like, "What the fuck is he doing?" And
He's
I don't know,
acting.
but it's something you should, if you watch it, watch his face because it's ridiculous. But Eastbound and Down was really good. It was the second season. There's only like three episodes, so I mean, it's not even like a full season. They are like an hour and 15 minutes a piece. But he's in Mexico playing in a Mexican baseball league. Of course, you can get away with ridiculousness in Mexico. The little midget dude who played the little dwarf dude who played the Oompa Loompas in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory remake with Johnny Depp
Yeah.
plays this little Mexican dude that's his sidekick. He's pretty funny and he's filthy. Just this little dude is filthy. But he's pretty funny. I mean, if you're into the first season, you're going to be into the second season, and they're making a third season on HBO. So I'm looking forward to that. Of course, it's a lot like the Planetary comic books. They come out whenever the fuck they want to make them come out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I also watched Bucky Larson. Pretty
Yeah, I
good.
saw that for rent. I don't know. I'm a big Nick Swardson fan, so
Yeah,
I'll probably watch it
filthy.
sometime. I might wait
Your
for it
kid should
to.
not even be in the house probably when
All
watching
right.
it.
I might just wait for it to show up on Netflix, though.
I waited for when my kids were at school because I knew it was absolutely filthy, and my kids would hear the dirty words and sit on the stairs and hide and try to watch it. And there's a lot of brown button pushing talk in it, and masturbation and bukkake and a lot of porn
Yeah. Well,
references.
isn't it he's like kind of a loser and then he finds out
Not really a
his.
loser. He's supposed to be your typical Midwestern kid,
Okay.
which means that they have no idea what a typical Midwestern kid actually is, and he's never masturbated. His friends call him over. They're going to watch a stag film. Turns out that his parents are the actors in the stag film, and
Yeah.
he's the kid. The other guys are teaching. They're like, "Feel we're going to turn the lights out, so feel free to jerk off," because we all do that in the Midwest. We gather in groups to watch porn and jerk off in the dark, and So he starts jerking off, and then he realizes it's his parents. He goes home, and instead of like being mortified, he's like, "My parents are superstars. They're on the big screen, and I want to be on the big screen. I am the son of two famous actors." And so he goes and confronts his parents. His parents are like, "Yeah, we did like 90 movies back in the 70s, and they had 70 fucking porn names like Rosie Bush and something or other." So he says, "I'm to be a man. I'm going to Hollywood to be a porn actor." So it's and what I didn't realize is Christina Ricci's in this movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and she
Is it
plays
which
his
wait,
love
which
interest,
Christina Ricci, the hot one or the
the hot one. She's hot in this one,
ugly one?
with her giant forehead and her buggy bug eyes. She's hot in this one, but she plays the innocent little waitress that falls in love with Bucky, And it's good. It's funny. There's some definite funny moments. There's some definite dumb moments. But you know, and it's all about finding out what you really love and all that stuff, you know. And he's
That
like, and
sounds
he,
so sweet.
yeah, he's like an immense ejaculator. I guess it's because he's never jerked off, and that's the whole catch. And it's kind of like Boogie Nights, whereas like, I mean, except for the opposite, because he has a teeny tiny dick. There's a character played by Don Johnson that's sort of Burt Reynolds-ish character from Boogie Nights. It's kind of an ex washed up porn director, and he discovers Bucky and all this stuff. And
Is there a roller girl?
there's not a roller girl. There is some
Oh.
titties in it though, so that's nice. Another unexpected person in the movie is what is his name? He was in one of his very first movies as a child in the early 80s was Hellgate. You remember that movie about the kids who open up the gate to hell in their backyards?
Nope.
Stephen Dorff. Not Dwarf, Dorff. Stephen Dorff.
Oh,
Yeah, he's in this movie and he plays Dick Shadows. And the reason why his name is
okay.
Dick Shadows is because his dick is so big it creates a shadow. I thought that was a pretty good porn name. I, you know, it's something I had, he hadn't heard before. There's a little thought behind it. But he plays a character in it and he's a real dick. So. But it's good, it's not bad. And then the other movie I watched was Attack the Block. That's the big one
Yeah,
we want to
I've been
talk
wanting to
about.
see that for a
Very
while.
good. My question is, I went into it thinking that it was directed by Edgar Wright. Was
Oh
Edgar
no.
Wright associated with that at all, or was it just
No.
Nick Frost? Because Nick Frost was in it.
Yeah. No, I don't think Edgar Wright.
Okay, I don't for sure, but
I just know that Doug Benson likes this one a lot.
it was really good. The reason why I think I was confused with Edgar Wright being involved with it is I think he promoted it a lot on his Twitter and different things, just because his friends were in the movie, and you know he supports people from his country making kick-ass fucking movies.
He likes awesome stuff.
Yeah, he liked awesome stuff. That's a good way to put it. But this movie takes place in England. The block, I guess, is the similar to what our
That's what we
hoods
call a
would
hood,
be,
yeah.
and it centers around one of these giants, you know, multi-story concrete Eastern block looking apartment buildings. The hood to, you know, where they, where the poor people go, I guess. And these kids who they kind of protect their block, but more or less, if you're not in, from their block, then they have like, they'll fight you. You know, they have knives. They're kids that range from like 15 to 18. And, they hold, it starts out, they hold up this nurse chick who they didn't realize that she lives in their block, but they hold her up at the beginning. And then a meteorite crashes and they kill this little alien. This little alien pops out, little fucking monkey looking dog alien thing. And so the dude, like, and the, this one dude though, this guy who plays Moses, young black dude, an actor from England, plays Moses, the main character of the, he's leader of the little gang. And he's really good, like intense, like this kid is intense. Like I can see him doing a lot of other stuff and being like an English Denzel Washington or something. I don't know. But the kid's intense. Like he was really good. And he brings a heaviness to the role that could be like just interpreted as like it, the role could have not been taken very seriously. But he brings something to it that makes it legit and kind of heavy. And so he ends up killing this alien. Well, it turns out that he kills this female, and these aliens are like, they travel across space. Like the female goes and finds a suitable world, sends out hormones. The males come and they mate and take over the place, and then move on. And like insects or something, like a bee or a moth or something. And well, he ends up killing the female, and he gets the fucking hormones all over him. And well, I guess I'm kind of giving away a lot, so spoilers, spoilers, bitches. And that was my kitty powers.
That was horrible. I had no idea what you were going for.
Well, to do Kenny Powers, all you have to do is say something and then cuss right behind it, and it's doing
Okay.
Kenny Powers.
Good try, motherfucker.
Exactly. Very good Kenny Powers. And it flips someone off.
I'm Kenny Powers.
So he ends up getting hormones, and they're trying to figure out, well, the aliens are just coming right after this fucking group of kids, and they can't figure out what's going on. Turns out at the end, they figure out what's going on. He's got these fucking hormones all over him. And these kids think they're going to get rich because they just fucking killed an alien. And so they're taking it to everybody, showing it off and stuff, and they're dragging alien juice all over the place. And these aliens are really cool. They used a physical effect, not a CGI effect, where they had guys in kind of like a monkey suit, but they made them so black that like light absorbed, like they were the blackest of black. Like you couldn't see, you could just see the outline. Like there was no detail to them, but it was a physical suit. And they may have done some tinkering
Like
with
that
it.
black suit Gage has.
Yeah, very similar to that,
Were
but non-reflective, and it was
they
furry. It looked like they called him wolf gorilla looking motherfuckers, is what they called him in the
have
movie.
their wing wings hanging out?
And no, and oops, I'm all tangled up here, but they don't have eyeballs. You can't see their eyeballs. If they have them, you can't see them. But so what they do is, what it looks like is his shadows looking at you, and then these. These glow in the dark, what you think are eyeballs open up, and it's just the corner of their mouths. They're like, they're like drawing their teeth up, and their teeth glow in the dark, like green, like really cool. Just a basic, like a physical effect. Like, I haven't seen a really good physical effect in a long time. And so someone was holding a black light to the reflective green teeth, and then the dummy made like a smile, and the corner of their mouths open up, and it looks like eyeballs from a distance. And the guy's like, "What the fuck is that? Something's looking at us." And then the whole mouth opens up, and there's like rows and rows of glow in the dark teeth. And it's just a neat, kind of creepy effect. They're like, "That ain't his fucking eyes, that's his mouth." And but a really good movie. Nick Frost is in it, the fat dude from Shaun of the Dead, Hyperspace, all these other BBC stuff and movies. Paul, most recently, probably. He plays a pot dealer, and but it's really good, and the kids are really good in it. The story is semi-decent, lots of action, not really funny. I was expecting like a funny like Shaun of the Dead type of movie. They went just the opposite. There was a little bit of humor in it, but they went for like realism. Like these are brutal kids, like in the hood, you know. But they make you hate these kids at first. And then they flip the switch on you and make you cheer for these kids because they're going after the aliens, which I thought was really good. And the Moses becomes really not likable, but you cheer for him, you know. And he takes on the pressure of taking on the aliens by himself. Turns out everybody assumes he's like 18. Turns out he's just a big kid, and he's only like 16 years old, 15, 16 years old. So he's not even all that mature. But because he has no parents, he lives by himself. No one knows this. He's older than what he appears, and it's just a kind of a little sub story that they kind of throw in there, and if you're not paying attention, you don't really catch on to it, and but it's really good. I think this kid's gonna do good stuff, and I mean, I don't know if we'll ever see it being in America, but
Dude, we see everything.
I mean, we'll see it, but I don't know if anybody in America will. Like, if I see somebody who does a really good job in something, I kind of keep an eye out for them because I want to see if I know what the fuck I'm talking about or whatever. But this kid's good. So, good movie. Like, I had a really good weekend of watching movies on my days off.
That's cool. Yeah,
I'm going to do that from now on. Our local video store has some really good deals. You can get a couple dollars, you return it back next day, or they got an ass ton of $1, 5 day night, keep it 5 nights movies. And I'm going to start doing this more often. I miss watching movies. And the movie theaters are just too fucking expensive to go to anymore. For a matinee, it's $7.50. For a goddamn matinee with 3D, it's like fucking $11.50 for a fucking matinee. So I'm just I mean, I'll still go to the theater, but it'll be special occasions.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I'm a big fan of Redbox for stuff I can't get on Netflix.
Right.
Just 'cause.
Yeah, that's the main thing. It's stuff that you can't get on Netflix.
Yeah. So yeah, I've eyed that one a couple times. I do really want to see it. I just haven't really picked it up yet, but I will definitely watch it.
So Chad, we're still in Innerbrainments, right?
We are in Innerbrainments.
Would you guzzle a gallon
No.
of donkey sperm for $50,000?
A gallon?
I don't know if it's necessarily a gallon. It's a giant fucking pitcher, though. Like a beer pitcher full of donkey sperm.
For how much?
$50,000. I think that's the prize on Fear Factor nowadays.
Oh, is this Fear
Yeah,
Factor?
this is Fear Factor.
Man, I would not fucking go on that show.
I always said I would, but I think I would fucking quit the moment they brought out the pitcher full
Isn't
of fucking
illegal to make
donkey
drink?
Piss and semen.
Isn't that illegal to make someone drink?
That's you semen? Know I that's got to be. It's got at least you can't show it on TV.
Yeah.
Here's the title of the article. Fear Factor ups the ante by having contestants chug pitchers of donkey urine and donkey semen.
No, I would do neither of those things.
Never really been a fan of the few episodes of Fear Factor that I've watched, mainly because, putting your hands in with non-poisonous and non-aggressive spiders and snakes is really fucking scary. But this Monday, you'll see contestants crossing some sort of line by drinking the above pitchers of donkey piss and donkey semen. Yes, the whole pitcher of donkey jizz. And it's a... it has to be at least a gallon. At least.
You can't drink a gallon of anything, can you?
It looks... Well, they do have teams, so maybe it's split amongst the team. But that's like, I don't know, to be sick or to jerk off while watching it.
Here's my vote. Don't watch it.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it. But contestants had to drain both glass. Oh, okay. So they had a pitcher of jizz and they poured it into a glass. So that makes it better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're going to have a glass, of course, that's much better.
I can't believe this made it onto TV.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know. That's crazy. Sounds like they're desperate.
I would quit at that point. I always said there's nothing on there they could do that would make me quit because, A, they don't actually put you in danger because your family would sue the fuck out of the show. B, you know, it's $50,000. Or at least that's when I used to watch Fear Factor. I used to watch the original show when it was on. I mean, I guess this is the original show, but the first time it was on, I used to watch. And, you know, I could do that stuff for $50,000. The stunt, the gross thing.
And yeah, then, but you were young and stupid.
Yeah, and now I'm a lot older. I would fucking, there wouldn't be no hesitation. Quit. Done. Yes, I'm the biggest fucking puss in the world. Joe Rogan, make fun of me. What the fuck ever. I am not drinking donkey cum. Thank you. And I'd fucking leave.
Man, but, you have to pay $50,000 in Tijuana to see someone drink donkey cum.
Dude, you don't have to pay that much.
I don't know. I never really liked Fear Factor. Because they always, well, it was back when reality TV was the new big thing. And they always kept saying it was a reality show when, no, it's a game show.
Yeah.
It's not a fucking reality show. And then it was like, the stunts were kind of cool. Like, I could see that. But then they'd be like, oh, let's, you know, do this cool stunt, whatever.
And the stunts are set up, though, in no way that you're going to be injured.
Well, but it's still scary. I mean,
yeah, you know. A roller coaster is scary.
Yes.
And you have more opportunity to be injured on a roller coaster.
Yeah, maybe. But the whole eat crazy weird stuff, like that's for money. That's a dumb idea for a show, and I don't want to watch people do that.
I would
that.
Do some pretty dumb dumb stuff for money, but I wouldn't do that.
Like, eat a...
I'd eat a dick. I would eat a fully cooked dick.
Like spotted dick?
I would eat spotted dick.
I don't know if I would eat spotted dick.
I don't necessarily.
Not
I wouldn't
because
eat
of the name.
I wouldn't eat a people dick. I would eat a donkey dick or something. If
blood
it was...
pudding.
Ooh, blood pudding might get me. Blood pudding's gross. And I eat some nasty meats like brains, stomach, intestines.
You do eat a lot of nasty
but
stuff.
But fucking blood pudding might get me. I've seen it on shows and I've seen other people eat it because I watch a lot of those travel shows, those eating shows. And, sheesh, that wouldn't, blood pudding gets me.
Would you
and,
eat the...
But the blood's cooked.
Yeah.
Which is different, but I don't know. I mean, have you ever seen those Maasai warrior guys poke the hole in the goat's throat and just drink the blood straight from the fucking goat?
Last time I hung out with those Maasai warrior guys, there was no goat around.
You know what? They just walk up to a goat and poke a hole in its neck and fucking drink its blood.
Seems kind of shitty.
Well, I mean, they
Why
do
Why the fuck did you kill my goat, you bastard?
They do eat goats. Why am I tangled up in your spider web of wires? Or these are my wires.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I am like totally, I am ensnared.
Restless leg syndrome going on or something.
I don't know how it happened, but I'm totally fucking tied up.
Would you eat, have you ever seen on those trail shows the, like, mostly developed baby chick egg.
That one would be tough too. The Asian bird duck egg that is mostly developed, that would be tough too. You can buy those over in Joplin.
Yeah.
I've thought
about
it.
There's no way in hell I could eat those.
I've thought about it. I heard, you know, I like eggs. I like duck. So the thing in between ought to be pretty good.
I'm starting. I don't know why I brought that up. I'm starting to make myself sick.
I would do that before I do the blood thing.
You think?
Yeah. I should keep
all
talking. Right.
I think that's all we got for interbrainment.
Yeah, I think interbrainment is done. I don't want Chad puking.
All right, let's talk about some game brains.
Game brains. I don't know a lot about Steam. I do know that you're involved with Steam, or used to be when you had a working computer.
I don't know if I'd say I was involved
with
Steam.
Well, you used the service, right? Yeah. It's a service to where you could play video games from the cloud, right?
No.
Oh.
It's Steam was a... It started off Valve Software, the guys that made Half-Life, developed Steam as a way to do... digital delivery. It's basically iTunes for video games.
Oh, okay.
Is basically what
but
it is.
But it's not just
It's not just their games anymore. Right. You can buy all kinds of stuff.
It's
and they
very
actually,
popular, right?
Yeah, because you buy it digitally, and they have great deals like all the time.
And it's not any type of cloud service. You literally have to download it.
You download it. Okay. Yeah.
Well, Steam has gotten apps for both the iPhone and Android now.
Hmm.
And so that's kind of cool, but I don't know necessarily how it works if it's not cloud-based. I'm going to make you sound stupid.
Okay.
The very first sentence in this article is, Valve's popular cloud-based PC gaming. Maybe have they? How long has it been since you used it?
Oh, it's been years.
Okay, well, maybe they've moved to the cloud, because that's a very popular thing now, the cloud. I like just saying the cloud.
The cloud.
So I didn't necessarily make you look stupid, just... Valve's popular cloud-based PC gaming platform, Steam, will now be accessible from your iPhone or iOS and Android-based mobile phone, according to the press release. So that's kind of cool. I mean, and they have some awesome games. I could see that being really great for tablets.
Yeah. I wonder if they mean, when they're talking about the cloud, though, because I know, like, if you buy something,
it's stored.
You can always go and re-download it later, kind of like you can on the Xbox. Like, if I installed Steam on this new laptop, I could actually download all the games
that you had before.
Just none of them would run on this piece of shit.
Let me see if I can see anything. It's in beta still. It doesn't say. Just says it's cloud-based is all it's saying. So, doesn't say whether or not the games are stored on the cloud or...
That's weird, because some of those, like, you couldn't play Half-Life 2 off of cloud.
I don't know.
Like...
The cloud is the future, though, I think.
Yeah.
And even home cloud services.
They've been talking about the next-gen consoles may have no actual internal storage.
Yeesh, I don't know if I like that.
Yeah.
But...
I don't know. That you can do cloud storage on the Xbox now.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that because that takes effort to set it up.
Well,
and I'm not taking
moment,
my hard
like,
drive
I don't really
to places.
Have, yeah, I don't. It's not like I go anywhere to play. I don't have a game that I would go like somewhere else and play at that place.
Ugh, I got the yawns because of my sickness. Uh-huh. Speaking of sickness,
I don't know where you're going with that.
Freakiness, sickness, wait, freakiness.
How about we finish Game Brains before we?
Damn it! Freakiness. Ah, I can't read.
You are way off tonight.
I'm sorry. I've been fighting this cold.
So I heard some crazy exciting news. I'm like super psyched about this.
Oh, wow.
Diablo 3 is getting ready to release. And Blizzard has confirmed that it will come out on...
They've confirmed.
Yep. Xbox and PS3.
Multiplayer?
Hopefully. I don't know.
Awesome.
I doubt it's going to come out this... I doubt it launches at the same time as the PC, but... I don't know. I was pretty much set expecting that I would never
play. Well, no one knows when the PC's going to launch, so who the fuck knows when the...
But, you know, I didn't, because this laptop won't run it, and you know, I can't really afford to spend...
Yeah, that's true.
$1,000 on a gaming PC just to play
this. And you have an Xbox, so...
But, yeah, it will definitely be a must-buy title for especially you. If there is multiplayer.
Yeah. I've never been a huge Diablo fan, but I could get into that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Diablo 2 is one of the games that my friends and I just played so much of.
Do we have a friend of the show who works on Diablo, or am I... That's not a Ravensoft game, is it?
No, it's not. Okay. It's
what game am I thinking about? Doom?
Doom, Quake,
A Quake,
those guys.
okay.
No,
Completely different things, but
yeah, Blizzard is the one guys that make Diablo 3.
okay. Oh,
So,
Blizzard, fuck, that's a great company.
yeah. And so, yeah, it's going to be an
My
awesome
son
game.
wants to grow up to work for Blizzard or Bethesda. That's
Oh,
his goal.
well, that's
He
cool.
fucking loves Bethesda.
So, hey, did you get him Minecraft?
No.
Oh, really? Okay.
Why?
Because when I came to pick up my kids tonight, he was telling me all these awesome Minecraft stories.
Well, he gets on my Xbox and watches
Oh,
Minecraft
okay.
videos on the YouTube. Fucking loves the Minecraft. His computer, I am getting it for him. His computer is being worked on, and as soon as he gets it back, I'll probably let him have it. Fucking loves the Minecraft. I wouldn't even know what to do in Minecraft. Like, A, Minecraft seems like the hardest thing in the planet because you got to build your own shit.
Yeah.
B, that doesn't sound very fun because you got to build your own shit. C, it looks like crap. It's 8-bit fucking Lego fucking
Yeah.
graphics. I don't get
I don't know.
it.
I'm kind of the same way. Like, it's crazy popular and
Super
so
popular.
many people say how awesome it is, but
Are we not geek enough?
I don't know. I think it's just I don't know. Maybe if I played it, I would totally like it. I'm thinking about maybe getting it on Xbox when it comes out,
I don't
just
get
to
it. I don't
mess
want to build
around. But
stuff.
that, I don't know. That could be kind of cool to build something awesome, but
Anything that I build, someone else has already built. I
maybe.
guarantee it.
I
Like
saw, I had, I did see one video. It's been a while, but
the
somebody recreated the whole intro movie for BioShock.
Yeah.
Like,
And that
with in
stupid
the
8-bit graphic
Minecraft,
Lego
yeah,
graphics.
and then they put
I like the BioShock version because
yeah,
it's fucking
okay.
pretty.
That's funny though, because man, he when I was picking my kids up, he was telling me all these
He wants to be a
awesome.
video game designer so bad, and I'm going to encourage it because,
That's
you know, if you
cool,
get an education, it's not like me saying I'm going to be a video game designer, when in actuality, I'm not going to get an education to be a video game designer. I'm not going to stumble into a job. But he has the possibility of doing it because he's fucking 9 years old, and right now he can be whatever he wants. So I'm encouraging it, and I'm a creative person, and so I want my kids to be
because
creative.
the world needs more video game designers and less doctors and
Exactly.
engineers.
Exactly. Well, I'm encouraging it, but at the same time, if he changes his mind to a doctor, I'll encourage that too. Hey, my daughter's going to be a doctor, so fuck off,
No,
because she's smart.
that was off the Last Night Live. Did you see that sketch?
With Harry?
We don't. Yeah, the one Daniel Radcliffe, the talk show You Can Do Anything.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
that
Yeah.
was.
The YouTube, or was it making, yeah, it was making fun of the
It's
YouTube
making.
generation.
Yeah, just yeah. This guy comes out and goes, "I'm what you would call Twitter famous."
Yeah,
Like, what does that
exactly.
mean? Not famous.
Not famous.
Yeah, that was an awesome sketch. But yeah, so Diablo 3 for consoles. Everyone should buy it. Everyone in the world.
Is Diablo 3 first person or third person?
Diablo
Or
is
is it over the
third.
top?
Diablo is like an isometric. Like, it's not either first or third. It's like top down,
Yeah.
like thing.
Still? I mean, I
Yeah.
know that even for the consoles, it'll be that way.
Oh, I assume. I have no idea.
Okay.
Like,
It,
they
the new
haven't.
game coming out is going to be that way too.
Yeah, Diablo
There's no
is
3D,
always.
no. I mean,
It's
it's over the
3D,
top
but
3D, but
it's. You're looking down at your character.
like, I guess what was the last game that we played like that? That downloadable one from the arcade, the
Crimson
dungeon crawler.
Alliance.
Yeah, it's a lot
Yeah.
like that.
Yeah, that's totally a
I have
Diablo
a hard time
clone.
getting into those.
Oh,
It just
yeah.
takes me out of it. Like I'm into Skyrim. Like I am my Khajiit.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, two totally different types,
Yeah, but I
genres
mean,
of
but
games.
that barrier is broken for me. The fourth wall, you
So
know.
is it like you don't like Pac-Man because you can't
Yes,
get in?
exactly.
You dork. But yeah, well, I'm buying it. Screw you. I'm gonna sit home and play Diablo 3 all day because it's
I'm
amazing.
saving my money to get Rocksmith because I didn't get it for Christmas. Thanks, wife.
Poop on
I'm going to learn
Rocksmith.
how to play the guitar and pick up all the chicks.
Yeah, yeah, you are. Yeah, I don't know.
I know
I
you were
would, I
disappointed
would.
in me when I sold my Rockman 3,
Yeah, you suck.
but I had to get Skyrim.
You
I
didn't
had to
have
get
to.
it.
You sold all your multiplayer games to buy a single player game so
And
you
it's
can
so awesome.
not play with anybody.
I am this close to beating it. I'll probably beat it tonight when I go home.
All right, then you should give it to me.
Well, no, I got to start playing again. There's so much more shit to do. And I have tried to do everything the first time around. You can't. This thing is. I am mesmerized and blown away by how big this game is.
Have you not played any of the
No, I
Elder Scrolls
have,
before? Okay.
but I rocked the fuck out of Oblivion. I played it well after you played it. As a matter of fact, I may have even borrowed it from you. Did you have it for a
I
while?
had it for PC. I didn't have it
Did
for.
Jason have it for
Yeah,
Xbox? I
he
think I borrowed
did.
it from Jason. We traded games, and I went online. I did the walkthroughs. I did everything. That game is fucking a pebble compared to this game. Okay, every episode for every podcast that we've had since I've gotten Skyrim, I've brought it up at least once in every fucking podcast.
You don't do anything else.
All right, we should move on to our next segment.
All right, that's all for Game Brains.
I'll let you introduce this one because it's your title and I can't read.
And now it's time for Freakiness of
I don't,
the
that does not, that is not how it sounds in my head.
Weakiness. Oh, how's it
Freakiness
sound?
of the Weakiness sounds like a rap lyric. You need to rap it.
I can't really bust my rhymes right now because
Rap
I'm all
it.
stuffed up. Let's rap it with what?
I
Yeah,
don't know.
what is it gonna
Just
rhyme?
rap it.
What's it gonna rhyme with?
Just freakiness of the weakness.
I don't know. I don't know.
You're gonna make me rap, aren't you?
I'm not hearing it in my head like that.
Is that how you hear it in like a big God Almighty voice?
Yeah.
But that's how you hear like all of our segments.
I know, yeah.
James Earl Jones is not doing our segments, Chad. Get it out of your head.
It would be so
I
awesome if
know,
he
wouldn't it?
did.
I would suck his cock if he'd do it.
All right,
We've
James, you heard it
had this
here.
conversation. I will volunteer to get bukkakied by James Earl Jones.
That's not how bukkake works, is it?
Well, I imagine that James Buk James what's his name? James Earl Jones can
Bukkake Jones.
shoot multiple loads at any moment of the day. Like he can just like on command. Like Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy can count backwards from 10 and drop a load.
What?
Yeah, you not seen that?
No.
One of his favorite tricks is
I
to be like
honestly have not actually ever seen a porno with Ron Jeremy in
one of
it.
his favorite tricks is to be like the director's like, all right, we've got all the scenes. Ron, I need you to come. He's like, count down from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7.
That is amazing. That's
I
weird.
think that, like, he is so emotionally detached from the sex that he needs that fucking countdown to come. If you never reached one, he would never come. Like, if you just went, you know, because it's a trigger. If he just went, like it is like if you just went 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4 and then walked away.
What if you just snuck it behind me and go, 3, 2, 1?
Yeah, he was,
Whoa!
oh, yeah, maybe. I would like to test that. I think it's some sort of trigger. Some sort of mental trigger. Like
That's
this dude can't
weird.
come unless somebody's counting down backwards. Like he's flipped it around where people are like, oh, look at this fucking trick. It's amazing. In actuality, it's a limitation, not a trick.
Dude, that's not a limitation. That's
The
amazing.
only way he can come is by someone counting down.
Yeah, but that's
Well,
amazing.
I can also jerk off and be like,
Not
okay,
in
I'm
10
ready to come.
seconds.
Huh?
Not in 10 seconds.
Well, if I timed it right, I might. If I you had a good guess. All right. Speaking
Plus,
of.
that's hands free. That's crazy.
Yeah, he can do it hands free too.
Oh, well, that's what I assumed.
Now, most of the time,
I
he's like
thought
doing it on a girl's face. Or,
he,
you
yeah,
know,
but
he's like jerking off on their
oh, you
face.
didn't say he was jerking off. You just said he's just standing there and
No,
then just
no, no.
counting
He's
ten.
usually holding it, aiming it. I mean, there's not a lot of movement.
See, I thought he, man, I was way more impressed, I guess. I thought he was just standing there and then it just
Like in
went
a Superman
like
pose?
in 10 seconds went from like, you know, 6 to midnight and then plank.
No. He'd already been fucking the chick for a long time.
Oh, okay.
And then like
All right, you built this up way, I guess it was
it's
hyped
still
in my
impressive.
head.
You should look it up on your local
Okay.
porn site. It's
Yeah.
still impressive.
But that could just be that he just knows when it's that close.
Well, it's not him going, "Hey, director, I need to come. Countdown from 10." It's the director
Oh.
going, "Ron, we've gotten all the shots. It's time to go ahead. Let's get the money shot."
Okay.
And Ron's like, "Countdown from 10." He may be able to just whip it out of his shorts and be like, "Countdown from 10." Bop, 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 done.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Jeremy seems
This is a
like a
very porny episode. We've talked a lot about like jizzing and cum and probably, donkeys and,
yeah,
and you're blowing just, James Earl Jones.
You're apparently obsessed with something.
Jizz tonight. I don't know what it is. All right, freakiness of the weakiness.
All right, so what do we got going on?
This
weakiness and the freakiness.
Pac-Man and, well, you have this a unique title here for this article. Pac-Man and Frogger Love Child,
yeah.
Which that's appropriate, I would think. Scientists discover a new frog and name it after Pac-Man. Kind of looks like Pac-Man a little bit. If you took Pac-Man and laid it down like this, you know, Pac-Man is standing up vertically, but he laid him down on his side, and then he put two eyeballs on top.
Like a flounder?
Like a flounder.
Huh.
It looks a lot like that.
The yellow?
It's a frog that looks like a leaf. You know how those things can kind of flattish and more wide than tall? It's a frog that looks like a leaf.
His mouth is sideways?
No. His mouth is like ours, but it's wide and skinny.
Huh.
So it looks like Pac-Man when it does this.
Does it go, wanga, wanga,
wanga, wanga, it makes a very strange noise. And it eats ghosts, which is weird.
Dude, I should totally get one of those. Ghost-eating frog, that's handy.
It's a surname, his surname is Horned Frog, dubbed the Pac-Man Frog, according to something. I can't pronounce
some
that
word. Some guy named Barry.
They found 46 new species of animals, from insects to fish and frogs. One of these new frogs was a species of Pac-Man frog, which are called that because their bodies are almost spherical, except for flat. Spherical. That's hard to say. Spherical, and their mouths are large enough to allow them to wolf down prey that's almost matched them in size.
Dang.
Yeah, so it's a Pac-Man frog. And it's cool looking, dude. It looks like a leaf, man. It's fucking...
a pic on the blog, sir.
Yeah, we will be posting a pic on the blog. Oh, I guess it's huge, too, because they've got a comparison picture of it against a frog. And it's got to be man size. Shit.
What?
No, it's not man size, but like...
Is it the size of your head?
Like, if a pencil is what? 7, 8 inches? No, wait. If that's 7 or 8 inches, then my wife should be impressed. A pencil. It's like, it's got a pencil and then a frog and then this big frog. It's
okay.
Like, you know, it's got size comparison. I'll post both pictures online.
All right.
But apparently it's rather large. Oh, and apparently, did you know that there are scorpions on Venus?
That's better than scorpions on Uranus.
Or scorpions on your penis. Either one, I will do without.
That's right. Scorpions.
Unless you're on Fear Factor.
Yeah. Okay. Like the planet Venus?
Yeah, planet Venus. Life on Venus.
They mean like actual scorpions? Or something scorpion-esque?
No, yeah, something scorpion-esque. A scientist, a Soviet scientist, and you know how fucking crazy those guys are. They're hungry because they haven't been fed in like months. So they're, you know, they're seeing shit.
Yeah, they're delirious from lack of nutrition.
But occasionally they stumble across something, you know. Back in 1982, a probe landed on fucking Venus and took some pictures. Film, actually, and sent it back. Well, not film, but radio. Film, you know, however fucking they get pictures back.
Venus. They filmed the scorpions, then they shot the film back to Earth.
Yeah, and they had it.
They developed it.
Developed it, the 1 hour photo. And there was scorpions on there. Well, not really scorpions, but okay, let me just read the title. Life on Venus? Question mark. No, says space experts. The creature scuttling on the surface is a lens cap that fell off the Russian space probe. What fucking lens cap looks like a goddamn scorpion?
The pictures?
Yeah, they do have pictures.
All right, I need to see this.
Scientists see shapes in 1982 Soviet probe pictures. Image analysts say the pictures show a lens cap and noise in a digital photo. NASA experts say it's more likely to be a lens cap that fell off, not a creature. No previous records of life on hottest planet in solar system. It actually is down here somewhere.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
Well, I got to get to the close-up picture right there. This thing come running out from under a rock, like looked at the thing, and then just fucking disappeared.
That is hilarious.
It's a scorpion, see? The tail
scoops
up like this.
Anything.
It's a space scorpion.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I would get
space herpes does not look like...
Could be a rock.
So it happened down
like
around
a thousand
here.
1,000 rocks there.
It happened down here somewhere.
Huh.
But look at this fucking Soviet probe. What are they expecting, a raid? What's with the spikes on the side of the thing?
They just had a lot of extra spikes laying around.
It is the Soviet Union.
What are we doing with all these spikes? Stick them on that probe.
It says the disc that is seen moving on the surface is in fact a lens cap, and the scorpion seen by the craft is in fact noise in a secondhand picture. So they're saying that the lens cap fell off and made the noise, or made the movement on the film that's captured. So the scorpion, and then the noise is just a fucking, like a lens flare,
yeah,
that looks scorpion-esque.
What?
That happens to end in the same spot where the thing moves to.
Why do you have a lens cap?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
On a camera you send to space.
One thing that I'm a little shocked about, I didn't know anybody had ever fucking landed on Venus.
I didn't really know that either.
In 1982.
Huh.
But it looks a lot like Mars.
Yeah. Well, it's black and white picture, though. It's hard to...
And it's rocky, you know?
They could,
I mean,
just be out in the desert.
I know.
They just went to the Siberian desert, and then they happened to see a scorpion, an ice scorpion.
Yeah, because those exist. Just like space scorpions. It says they all, so maybe there was multiple ones. It says they all fluctuate. Thank you. Fluctuate and disappear. Says this Russian scientist.
Ooh, ghost scorpion.
Two cameras on it. I don't know. It's interesting. It's a very hot planet, so I doubt it actually has life. But what if it's some sort of like crystalline fucking insect-based life?
Robot scorpion?
Yeah, wouldn't it be awesome?
I guess.
It'd be fucking awesome.
What you would do with it.
Really. It'd be awesome.
What'd you do with it, though?
You'd leave it on fucking Venus is what you'd do with it.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, Venus has fucking scorpions on it.
Yeah, let's not go there. Even though we weren't going to go there anyway because there's nothing.
Well, apparently someone's fucking been there.
Well, I don't. What would we do with Venus? It's like super crazy hot. It's not like we could. I mean, I guess we could terraform it.
It's closer. Mine that bitch.
It's closer to the sun.
Mine it.
Mine it.
Mine it until it no longer exists.
And use all the materials to build a Venus-sized spaceship.
A giant-sized Venus-sized. Well, it would be like a quarter the size.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let's be real.
All right. Is that all we got for freakiness of the
weekiness? That is all we have for freakiness of the weekiness.
All right. Hey, Scott.
What, Chad?
What's going on?
How about gamers redesign proteins?
How about it? I've actually heard this.
Yeah.
This is some news I actually was aware of.
So there is a game called Fold It.
Yes.
And it's some sort of online multiplayer game. And it's more of a social, like, community, like Facebook or something, right? That happens to have game aspects to it?
I don't know all the details. From the thing I heard, basically, it's like a 3D modeling kind of thing. And the scientists were, I think it was initially developed to try to figure out ways to create, like, new proteins or whatever. And
not the game. Scientists have been trying to figure out how this protein ended up in the shape that it was to make this protein.
So they developed this.
I thought this folded game already existed, and they saw the potential to upload this puzzle, this natural nature puzzle, and to see if anybody could figure it out. And they figured it, and these gamers figured it out within like days.
I don't know. I guess read the article. I thought that. The game came from the software.
Maybe it did. I don't know that for certain. But
instead of using computer power to try to go through all these possibilities, they used gamer brains to.
Which is kind of cool because on Stargate Universe, they had this fucking like ninth chevron that they were trying to figure out to get this ultimate gate power thing.
Yeah.
And they basically put it out on the internet in this fucking multiplayer game. And Eli, the geeky kid, figured it out. And but you know, so it's kind of cool. Let me read the article. Gamers redesign a protein that stumped scientists for years. Folding, it's detestable and boring. I don't know if folding is detestable.
Yeah,
I don't. I detest you for folding my fucking laundry.
That person is a slob.
Yeah, folding, it's detestable and boring, as any Gap employee can tell you. but is also a totally fun thing you can do in a video game. And today it's particularly exciting because players of the online game Foldit have redesigned a protein, and their work is published in the science journal Nature Biotechnology. It also says at the very end of this thing that scientists have been working on this protein to figure out how it came about by basically reverse engineering it, and then to figure out how it came into being by taking it apart and rebuilding it, I guess. And gamers did it in like no time whatsoever, even though these scientists have been working on it for years, and it took like 18 days or something like that, and these gamers were able to figure it out in no time whatsoever. Of course, they had multiple people working on it or whatever, but the very last paragraph in this article says, now for the anticlimactic part. This particular enzyme doesn't really have any practical use, but the researchers say it's a good proof of concept, and future Foldit designs will be more useful. So that actually does make it sound like that they designed that game Foldit to help out with this. But it, basically they're like, yeah, so we didn't want them developing like a super bird flu. So we gave them this protein that was like nothing, and they figured it out. So now we might try the super bird flu next.
Because regular bird flu is not super enough.
Some stupid Dutch scientists have just fucking recently developed like a super bird flu that if released would destroy the world. They're like,
why do they do that?
Yeah. And everybody's asking him, why the fuck did you do that? And I think now, like, countries are getting involved and they're making them destroy it and all that stuff. Because it's, like, the worst thing ever. They're like, look what we did. We don't really know how we did it, but we made it, like, 10 billion times more deadly.
How do they know that?
I don't know.
Did they test it?
Tested it on glass scorpions from space.
Glass scorpions, that's our band name.
So how about, this is you.
Yeah. Oh, I just thought this was interesting.
I saw this too.
So Marvel Comics, the publishers of the X-Men line of comic books, is throwing up a little anti-mutant hysteria.
Well, they're doing this because... Yeah. To get around copyright law, right?
No, it's for tax reasons.
That's what it is.
There's a weird tax. There's a different tax for toys and dolls. It's a lot cheaper to have dolls created and shipped to America than it is to have toys created and shipped to America. And the legal definition of a doll is
humanoid,
a toy that represents a human.
Yeah.
So they're legally trying to declare that their line of X-Men toys are not human because they're mutants, which just totally goes against all of the X-Men comics that try to prove that mutants are just as human as everything else.
That's pretty funny.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty ironic.
Makes them look like a lot of dicks.
Well, Marvel has done some things in the past that are pretty dickish. And, I mean, not necessarily toward, like, customers and stuff, but just weird moves. Like they've not always handled their money like the best.
Oh yeah, they used to go bankrupt
like every other year.
Everything to everybody for no reason at all. That's why there's so many shitty things that were put out.
Alrighty, so that's kind of cool. I did see that same article too, and it just didn't make my cut. But I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah.
Here's a story that probably shouldn't have made in the cut, but we're going to talk about it anyway.
Oh, it sounds great.
Oh, no, wait. I don't have it on here. So we're going to move on.
Do it off the top of your head.
No, I can't remember. I never did read the actual article. I must have closed it. How about this, though? We both love Taco Bell, right?
I do now. I don't know what you're about to say.
You love Taco Bell.
Yeah, but what? I don't know what's...
Taco Bell. Yes. Now serving breakfast.
Oh.
And the thing that they have for breakfast, it looks like a crunch wrap, but with a giant sausage in it, potatoes and cheese. And
I got a giant sausage in it.
Taco Bell, the fast food chain that caters to late night snacking, is making a play for the breakfast crowd. The Mexican-style restaurant chain introduced a breakfast menu Thursday at almost 800 restaurants, including in nearly a dozen Western states. The rollout adds to the scrambled among fast food heavyweights competing in the morning allegiance of the on-the-go consumer. The launch, let's see, they have breakfast burritos, of course, which that makes sense.
I'd rather just have a burrito.
Those fucking new crunch burritos, the 99-cent crunch burritos, those are
Yeah, they
good.
are.
I mean, those are so good.
Although I don't put sour cream on them, I put the Baja sauce.
I'm gonna punch you in your fucking Baja sauce.
No, you will not.
There's some sort of Crunchwrap thing. A new Johnsonville sausage and egg wrapped in one of the fast food. Oh, so it's like a Crunchwrap, but with a sausage and egg. That's not bad.
Might be okay.
Yeah.
I don't think ours is doing
No,
that.
I don't think one of ours was selected, but still, it's kind of cool. I know we both like Taco Bell.
I do like it.
How about some donkey spunkin'?
I think
Oh,
we already
wait.
talked about
We
that.
already did that.
Yeah.
Oh.
You made it two separate things when we were talking about it earlier.
Oh. Well, how about this? To boldly forego.
And I think Donkey Spunky is a better title than
Just Fear
just
Factor?
Fear Factor,
Yeah.
yeah. I would have used it earlier if I knew it was all the same
I'm
article.
sorry, I confused you with my donkey spunk talk.
I know. Spunky. Donkey Spunky. That's one spunky donkey.
One of my favorite documentaries, or I guess it's an actual documentary, but it's the Trekkies, or just Trekkies,
Yeah.
which is a documentary about over the top, not named over the top, but just
It was just about a bunch
about
of different
fans,
fans of Star
Star Trek
Trek.
fans. I say over the top because, I mean, they fucking wear their uniforms all the time, and
Well, yeah, they didn't just pick the average fan
yeah, they
like
didn't
you or
pick your
I. They
average fan,
picked
but
the more eccentric fans.
exactly. There was one gentleman that they featured who was in England who had spent like all of his money converting his apartment into a spacecraft, not necessarily Enterprise, but it was it definitely looks like, all the technology from the
See, I don't
Enterprise.
remember that guy. There's just a couple of them I do remember. I remember the lady that, yeah, insisted everyone call her commander,
Yeah.
and she
Well, this.
always wore her
Yeah,
uniform.
this may have actually been in the second one. There was a sequel. I don't know if you
I
ever
don't know if
saw
I
it or
saw that
not,
one.
but
I remember the kid who was on the internet.
yeah. Well, yeah.
That kid later was on
Couple TV shows. He designed all the spacecraft in Fracken.
Oh
In Fracken.
Battlestar
Battlestar Galactica.
Galactica.
He designed all the
Oh,
spacecraft.
I didn't know
He went on
that.
to be, yeah, because of the work that he did, and because he was doing Star Trek movies, in that Trekkies, they were talking about their web series and how cool he was that he was on the internet, and he went on to get fucking real work with fucking Star Trek, well,
Well, that's
sci-fi.
awesome.
Yeah,
No,
really
I
awesome.
remember he was on
That nerd show,
yeah, I can't remember what that was called.
Beat the
Beat the
Geek,
Geek. Yeah.
and
He
he
was
was
on
the
there.
Star Trek
Star
nerd,
Trek Geek.
and that dude is awesome. But this guy was—he was either in the first one or the second one. I don't remember, but he had a really cool apartment that he turned into a starship. And I mean, it looks like a fucking starship. Like there is no like, it's not like this is my man room. This is the whole fucking place. And there's no like pictures on the wall, and then like a bit of Star Trek. It's all fucking Star Trek.
So is it,
He's got a
do
transporter.
his doors open side
His
to
door's
side?
open, just like. Psst. And he's got a transporter. He's got the control decks and the all of it. But apparently, his wife wanted it more than he did because they got divorced, and she took it all in the divorce.
Think she was a big Star Trek fan or a big
No,
bitch?
it based in this article, it actually says they just took the apartment. So he probably just had to strip it all out of the apartment and give her
Wait,
the physical apartment.
you can't take an apartment. You don't own an apartment. You can't take an apartment
Well,
in
they
a.
say apartment, but. It's their house that you can own an apartment, dude. You can
You
own
can own an
apartments and
apartment
apartment
building, I
buildings.
guess.
Yeah, you can own an apartment.
Can you?
Yes.
Isn't by definition you rent an apartment?
No. I don't know what the fuck the definition of apartment is, but I have friends who own an apartment. It's an apartment in an apartment building, but they own it
Okay.
out in L.A.
I guess. Okay.
I don't know. That doesn't seem
I
as weird to me
always.
as it does to you.
Well, I don't know. Just
I think
anyone that I've ever known that lived in an apartment
rent
rented
them.
the
That's because we
apartment.
live in the
Yeah.
Midwest.
Okay.
And we have actually houses that you can buy. You don't have to buy a shitty apartment because of space. But it, yeah, it's basically it's just a house in a it's just a house in an apartment building, basically.
Well, all right.
Hey, Chad, please don't punch me in the head during sex.
Dude, I will punch you anytime I feel like it.
Okay, so apparently this was a last minute ad, and there's a blogger called XO Jane out there. She has a website.
Is it hugs and kisses?
It's just XO Jane. I think it's, fucker in a bunghole Jane. I think is what that means. And apparently there's a trend where there are women and dudes who like to be punched during sex. And she says something real clever in the first couple of paragraphs of her thing, but it's so clever that I'm not going to read it.
Do they like to be punched at any other time?
I don't know. It's a good question. I think, yeah, probably. They're probably into just the punching. But she does say sex punching.
Is it like donkey punching?
Yeah, it is. She said sex punching. I asked myself, vigorously rubbing in linseed oil into my beautiful new credenza. Is this a thing? Then I rubbed
Wait.
Icy Hot on my aching joints and I enjoyed a lukewarm tea in a limited edition Franklin Mint mug printed with a picture of Glenn Miller and his orchestra. Glenn
All of
Miller.
those things sound like euphemisms for masturbation.
And then she says, yeah, that's true. That is true. So then she says, okay,
Think
back
she
to
just
sex
said
punching.
she just masturbated three times.
She says, okay, back to sex punching. I first became aware of the phenomenon when I was having dinner with a favorite LA exec, or excuse me, a favorite LAX of mine a few months back. And he brought up the fact that two of the girls that he recently had casual sex with wanted to be punched. Not spanked, not slapped, punched.
I don't think that's a real thing. I think she's just desperate for an article.
I don't know if I should reveal this. When
I
I was a single man,
think you should not.
when I was a
Okay.
single man in the military, stationed in Honolulu, I met a woman. Let's call her I guess you would call her a barracks rat or an army. I don't know, but she was into army dudes, and we proceeded to make the intercourse, and
Were you making fuck?
yeah, we were making the fuck, and she was very into the scratching, like I was marked and hurt afterwards. She was very into the biting, and she was very into the pain of it, but not necessarily like I didn't do it to her, like she was doing it to me.
Yeah. Did she punch you?
No, she
Okay.
then started belittling me, like badly. And she's like, hit me. And I'm like, okay. Nice little tap on the ass. She's like, what are you, a fucking pussy? Hit me. So I'm like, okay. A little harder, slap on the ass. And she's like, no, you goddamn girl. I want you to punch me. And I'm like, what? And she's like, punch me. And I'm like, I can't do that. And the whole time we're fucking. And she just kept going and going and kept the insults kept getting like more personal and like hitting. And so finally I just fucking balled up my fist. And she didn't say where to hit her. She didn't say how to hit her. She just said, punch me, you fucking dumb slut, punch me. And just yelling at me. And it just kept going and going. And so I just balled up my fist and smacked her right upside the head. Well, apparently, I hit her in her temple, and she passed out. Just fucking limp. And as far as I know, she could have been dead.
Well, you didn't check on her?
So I finished, and then no. No. I was freaked out at that time. So I just got up and I fucking left. Her roommate was like, she was like, she saw me. I didn't fucking. I was freaked out. And like, I mean, she contacted me later. We talked and all that stuff. I mean, she was alive, but it was the weirdest thing that I, at that time, had probably ever heard of or done. And she fucking wanted to be punched. And I didn't realize that I
Did
could
she
hit that
want
hard.
to be punched in the face?
She said, punch me
I
or
mean,
hit me.
yeah.
And I don't know. She kept calling me bitch. It's questioning my manhood. And
Well, there is that,
so I
you
smacked
know,
her.
because nothing makes you more manly than punching a
So I
girl.
don't know. But it was bad. It was real bad.
Yeah.
And I've never repeated that act and never wanted to repeat that act. And it was scary. I was worried about it for several days. Thought I'd killed a bitch and left her in her apartment.
With, you know, evidence all over
Yes. Well, no, but I'm, yeah. So, sex punching is a real thing.
Well, I mean, I know I'm sure some people would like that, but one guy running into two people that want that same weird thing, that seems kind of fictitious.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe. I mean, there's some weird people out there, though. I mean, she doesn't back up anything with, like, look at this research into, 98% women love to be donkey punched. It's
Yeah.
nothing like that. I think she's just, it's like a four paragraph article, so I think you're right. Oh wait, never mind. It does go on. She did a small little she did a small little like survey amongst all her friends, and several of them were into that. There are certain things where you should have to ask first, politely, like a vampire entering a home. May I punch you in the head?
Yeah. That seems like a really weird thing to spring on somebody.
Oh, baby!
What the fuck? I heard that was the new thing.
Yeah, I heard. I thought you'd be into that. There is a movie starring. No, that was Body Shots. There's a movie called Donkey Punch
Oh, yeah.
that came out along the same time as this movie. The
Dirty
reason why I
Sanchez.
confused the two as the movie called Body Shot, which was had starred Joey Lawrence, and
Whoa.
yeah, whoa, and but so the movie is that the dude's doing it from behind, and he thinks it'll be funny to donkey punch her, and he goes to fucking donkey punch her, and he breaks her neck, like he snapped, and he just. Hits it wrong and breaks her fucking neck and she dies. And so it goes from there,
That's a
So
horrible movie.
yeah, it's I actually didn't even finish it because it was like very poor, very low budget, not very well done. But yeah, so apparently punch your lover next time you're going at it. It seems like every woman loves it. Listen, clearly incorporating any kind of violence into sex is something you should discuss first and be safe about. Clearly, it is never okay to hit someone without their permission. But can we please draw a line in the sand between sexy stuff like surprise shoulder blade neck biting, pro, and dispensing impromptu street justice? This just takes sex to a weird place where I'm going to end up roundhousing somebody and puncturing my and punctuating my blowjobs with a Mortal Kombat. Finish him. That's a pretty good end to this article, I think. She
Yeah.
wraps it up kind of nicely. So go punch your lover. It's appropriate, is what I took out of this
Yeah, isn't that
article.
that Simon Garfunkel song, 50 Ways to Punch Your Lover?
Yes, I think that is the actual article. Righty, Chad, so how long have we been doing this thing?
33 episodes.
How long is this particular episode?
About an hour and a half.
Do we have enough time for a cloaking device, which you didn't put on the list?
Yeah, it's on there. You just can't see
It's
it.
cloaked. Very good, my friend. Very good. You deserve a punch. Come here.
Maybe later.
So, plasmonic cloak makes object invisible, but only in the microwave region of the spectrum. I
I
said a
don't know what
lot of
that
big words
means.
in a big sentence.
That means you
Basically,
can, you're invisible to predators?
no. If the predator is looking at you through his microwave, you will be invisible. But you have to make sure that his vision device is stuck on microwave. Okay, so we're not up to the USS Pegasus level yet. Bonus points, internet points, if anybody can jump onto our blog and tell us what the USS Pegasus is. But for the first time, researchers have been able to cloak a three-dimensional object. Don't start planning your first trip to Hogwarts Library restricted section just yet, though. The breakthrough is only in the microwave region of the EM spectrum. Using a shell of plasmonic materials, it's possible to create a photonegative of the object being cloaked in order to make it disappear. The technique is different to the use of metamaterial, which try to bounce light around the objects instead. Instead, plasmonics try to deceive the light as to what is actually there at the time. So it's kind of cool. We're that much closer.
Huh.
We should probably finish this thing before I lose my voice.
Alrighty.
I'm like totally on the edge of losing my voice. And I just got it back. And you know what I do? I talk on the phone for a living.
That's true.
And I do work tomorrow.
All right.
So this is going to suck.
Okay.
Chad, I said let's end this bitch. You
No,
want
I
punch?
refuse. Okay.
So, oh, we actually have to finish it,
I'm agreeing with you, but you're just still rambling.
Thank you for joining us this week. As always, you can find links to all the stuff we talked about, as well as other stuff we write on our blog at theagreeablebrains.blogspot.com.
And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can reach us via email using theagreeablebrains@gmail.com.
You can also find us on Facebook. Like our page to get updates about the show, as well as extra stuff we don't have time to get into now.
And if you don't think the show sucks, please let us know by leaving a review on iTunes.
iTunes! Yes, leave a review, people. We need reviews.
And after you leave a review on iTunes, you should totally go buy all the bad lip reading songs
Oh, yeah.
because
We can't get enough of the bad
I
lip reading
can't
stuff.
stop
We've been
listening to
pushing it
them.
on our Facebook page. We've been pushing it on our blog. This dude is a genius. And it's such a simple idea, but he takes a simple idea and just polishes that fucking shit turd simple idea into a fucking diamond, doesn't he?
Yes,
Like,
that's a good euphemism.
it's completely like if we came up with that idea,
It would suck.
you know, it might be funny.
Yeah,
It might be funny, but it wouldn't shine.
it'd be funny, but like this guy is an awesome
Songwriter,
music creator.
comedian, fucking script writer, fucking
Well,
just.
like some like the one that I'm really liking right now is it's funny. It's not as funny as Russian Unicorn, but it's just as good a song.
Everybody
And
poops, Chad. And if they don't,
yeah, that
then
was
they're
dumb.
androids and they should be destroyed.
I agree.
I like that one.
Yeah,
That's
that
because Fergie says poop, poop, poop a lot in the video, and I like that.
What? I don't know what video that one's
I think
for.
it's from G8.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Black Eyed Peas song, right? G8. I don't know. I'll ask my 15-year-old daughter.
Are you talking about like a
But
G6?
yeah, that's it.
That's not the Black Eyed
Oh, that's not the
Peas.
Black Eyed Peas?
No,
Oh.
that's Far East Movement.
Oh.
They're
Well,
good
never
though.
mind then.
That's a good al that's a good album.
Whatever. Quit acting like you're 12. We don't listen to that music.
I do.
Didn't we finish the show? All
Maybe.
right, I'm out.
All right.
Thanks for having me,
Laters.
Chad.
Laters.